Ah, there's the music that means we span the globe for stories wacky enough to qualify as knuckleheads in the news. And we begin in Chicago, where Nicholas Weem got access to the roof of the Intercontinental Hotel and climbed up on top of its iconic dome to take some pictures. And then he climbed a little bit higher. They got on top of the smokestack above the dome. And then he fell in. Not even in a Santa suit, but right down the chimney. He dropped 22 feet before getting stuck. Managed to use his cell phone to call 911. The fire department came, cut a hole in the chimney, and got him out. The good news for Nick, if he hadn't gotten stuck at that point, 22 feet down, he probably wouldn't have survived the rest of the fall, because the smokestack goes 42 floors from there to the bottom of the chimney. Now we go to Southampton, England, where Sharon Fay became concerned when she spotted bits of wire sticking out of her dog Charlie's droppings. She took him to the vet. The vet took an x-ray of Charlie's stomach. The x-ray showed a foot-long string of Christmas lights and some shoelace in Charlie's belly. Sharon said, "I hadn't even noticed that the lights had been chewed at this stage, but it quickly became clear what happened. Back in March, Charlie ate one of my scarves and needed an operation to remove that, but I thought it was just a one-off incident. Hadn't shown any signs that he was going to be a repeat offender. I've had dogs all my life, never known a dog to act like this before," unquote. The vet performed surgery again on Charlie, took the lights out, told Sharon that Charlie was lucky to be alive. Lucky the glass from the bulbs hadn't broken and cut his mouth and throat and stomach. Even luckier that the lights weren't on when Charlie chewed the wire, he could have been electrocuted. Good news for Charlie, he's back home, recovering, and Sharon's keeping him away from the tree altogether. Now we go to Fresno, California, where there's been a rash of surveillance cameras. Not a rash of thefts on surveillance cameras, but a rash of thefts of surveillance cameras. One of the thieves who took a surveillance camera apparently wasn't smart enough to cut the cable from the camera to the recording device at the surf-through car wash. So they got a very clear picture of his face. The camera's gone. The photo remains. Sergeant Eric Hodge says police couldn't ask for much better evidence and a possible lead to a string of similar crimes. And we finish in Seattle, where early Monday morning, the cops got a call about a hit-and-run accident. A Nissan Altima struck another vehicle in an intersection. Then the female passenger and the male driver jumped out of the car, switched places, and took off. Cops found the vehicle several blocks away, still running, but now parked in the middle of the street and sporting some pretty heavy damage to the front end. Inside the car were two off-duty Seattle police officers who showed obvious signs of intoxication. So they were taken back to the station. While they were testing the female officer, she decided this would be a good time to get a little combative with her fellow law enforcement officers. She cursed the arresting officer, rushed him several times and had to be restrained, and finally flipped him the bird. All of this, of course, captured on the video cameras at the station. You'd think a cop would know we have video cameras in this room. In the end, what really did her in was her blood alcohol concentration, 0.247. That's three times the legal limit. Her buddy, the male cop, who she was trying to help, he fared a little bit better, blowing only a 0.16, twice the legal limit. And because witnesses put him behind the wheel at the time of the accident, and the cops found her behind the wheel later, they both were arrested for DUI of the same car. And those are your knuckleheads in the news for today on the Big 550 KTRS.